so much for Clapton is God. Also on KTEL Love Sick, you'll get two great Midwestern rock bands who sold out and wimped out. Chicago. And Styx.
Babe, I love you.
And we cannot forget the quarry-trained voice of Joe Cocker.
You are so beautiful.
Now, doesn't that make you want to induce vomiting? That's why you need KTEL's Lovesick. Tastes so much better than syrup of Ipecac. But wait, there's more. You'll also get Don't Know Much by Ronstadt and Neville, Endless Love by Ross and Ritchie, The One That You Love by Air Supply. All hell, you'll get the entire Air Supply collection when you buy Lovesick by KTEL. Guaranteed to get you a date, or we'll blow up one for you.
I blew up your body, but you blew my mind.
KTEL Lovesick, available on CD, cassette, vinyl, or illegal download. Just $14.99 or $14.98 to make this commercial go away. KTEL, because...
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Later this morning, the Senate will begin debate on President Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. Republicans expected to do what they can to slow progress on the measure, which they say is way too big, packed with all kinds of non-COVID spending and progressive priorities. They say that a huge amount of money allocated from a previous relief bill has yet to be spent at a time when the coronavirus pandemic appears to be winding down. New York Governor Cuomo's staff allegedly lowered the actual number of COVID nursing home deaths detailed in a state health department report in July, that according to a report today in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. And on Wall Street right now, Dow futures up 56 points, NASDAQ futures 50 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift, or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
So you're saying the universe created a sitcom starring two Avengers?
It's 11:30, I need some caffeine.
I'm Wanda. Wanda.
Wanda.
I'll stay up over.
See, Wanda.
Thursday night at midnight, decision to make.
You don't get to make that choice for me, Wanda.
Do I wait until tomorrow? Do I stay up late?
Wanda decides what makes it onto her show and what doesn't.
Fill my eyes with that Wanda vision.
Wanda, listen to me. This whole thing is about vision.
I'm sleep deprived from that Wanda vision.
Finale is tonight.
Well, whoopee freaking do!
I know some people are excited about it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it released this morning at 1 a.m. or midnight or whatever time that stuff goes live on Disney Plus. So,
Wanda, and again,
it's just like Mandalorian was, same thing.
I thought it was scheduled.
New. Well, it was, but it scheduled at like midnight.
12:01.
Yeah.
If I had known that, I would have gotten up an hour early.
Is that a popular show?
Is that
I guess it is. I don't know. I've been avoiding it because I don't want to get spoiled by it because I haven't watched anything yet. Mm-hmm. I plan on watching it, but trying to stay away from any
kind
of spoilers.
And it's on Disney?
It's Disney Plus, yeah.
I mean, it's intriguing the way they produce this show because it's described as, you know, they shot it like an old TV sitcom like I Love Lucy and then went into more of a Bewitched and Brady Bunch thing, which, of course, was the mid-60s, early 70s. Then the Jeffersons, Modern Family, and all the way into this century with The Office. But I just don't know if I have the time to check it out, even though that does sound like an intriguing concept, something different at least. 6 minutes after 8.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Another great day as far as very comfortable. We had 75 yesterday. We're looking for the lower 70s today. Not bad. And by the way, this is a month where you can have all kinds of wild weather, severe weather. We even had a blizzard in the month of March. Back there, you remember in 93, the storm of the century. But it's low-profile weather the next few days. Another mild day with a high in the low 70s, clouds increasing. Spotty showers possible by late tonight in the wee hours of the morning, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy early, sunshine later, breezy, cooler. You'll feel the difference. High in the low 60s tomorrow. We'll be in the 30s Saturday night and Sunday night. Low to mid-60s on Sunday with plenty of sunshine. Then back in the upper 60s Monday, and that's just the start of some much warmer weather next week. 70s first and then maybe near 80 by Thursday. Right now this morning, clouds are increasing. It's 52, 808.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
We announced our rocket scientist very early this morning. Mm-hmm. And played some audio. I'd like to replay that for those of you who missed it. I know most of you get up at 6 and listen to all 3 hours of the show.
And when it's done, you start over.
Yeah, no, you get to cut podcast later, you know?
But yesterday, these were actual rocket scientists who were watching the SpaceX Mars lander. They're testing it, and they brought it back intact. It landed.
And then it blew up, didn't it?
Yes.
About a minute later.
And this is the audio from these rocket scientists. Watching initially the success and then the failure of the mission.
Oh, coming through the clouds.
Look at that.
Dude,
look at that.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Landing like the plane.
You can do it. Is it going to stay? Oh, my God. It did it.
No.
It did it.
Yes.
It's on the ground.
Vertical.
It's vertical.
There is a fire down there.
So you notice there's a fire.
So if it was a slightly little faster.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. There you go.
There's your methane leak.
Boom.
Methane leak.
Wow.
Could you tell from their voices they were all like major nerds?
Uh-huh. The agony of defeat.
Yeah. However, they did say the fact that they were able to land it before it exploded
that was a
big step forward.
Yeah.
So we have the ability to build crafts that can go to other heavenly bodies and land and explore. But we still have people on this planet that set us back, like this Amazon driver who was delivering groceries.
This is so weird.
And this is with a Ring doorbell, I guess?
Yeah, right. It's a Ring video. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
You would think, you know, if you're going to take a leak on somebody's groceries, you might look for a Ring camera just in case.
I was watching, and he was acting strange, so I kept watching. I didn't know what he did until I looked outside and saw the wet spot. I went back inside, rewatched the video, and I put the volume all the way up, and I could hear it. At that point, I realized that he had urinated all over my food. I just don't know what he was thinking or if he did just have to go to the bathroom. I mean, there was right next to my house.
Oh, Amazon.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is almost as outrageous as what this guy did. So he calls up Amazon and says, hey, I have video of your driver urinating on my groceries. So what do you think Amazon offered as a make good here?
I don't know.
A company that's almost worth $1 trillion.
I do Nothing. Not know. What'd they do?
I know they fired a guy.
Yeah. But the victim in this case, who's received a box full of urinated on groceries.
Right.
They gave him $100.
Oh, my gosh.
For his trouble.
Is that all?
A whole $100.
How much did he spend on the groceries?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Doesn't say, but it was a box, obviously big enough that it required some delivery. Dow up 300. I can almost feel my net worth growing while I sit here. It is different when you finally have.
You feel more vested.
You got skin in the game? Yeah, of course it is.
Which is why you should call Brandt at 387-0094 and at least talk about having a plan. Wish I had done that years ago. We're at 10 minutes after 8. Here's some local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man is dead following a shooting in Millbrook. The shooting happened Thursday in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say 27-year-old Lewis Lucas was shot and taken to the hospital where he later died. No arrests have been made. The shooting remains under investigation. The Montgomery community held a vigil last night for four people killed in a house fire last month. That fire broke out in the 800 block of Gibson Street on February 22nd. At this point, Montgomery fire investigators still have not released the names of the victims or cause of the fire. And Governor Kay Ivey has extended the state's mask mandate until April 9th. However, she says she will not extend it any further past April. The order also loosens restrictions on some businesses. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today is March 5th, Multiple Personality Day.
Oui, oui, let's have a picnic.
Excellent idea, I concur.
I don't know if a picnic is a good idea.
Say what? It's Multiple Personality Day. We're gonna have us a picnic.
She is correct, monsieur.
Okay, fine.
A fortuitous turn of events.
You got that right, honey.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Tyler, the Creator, turns 30 today. He'll celebrate with a big slice of birthday, the cake. The SAG Awards will be pre-taped and only last an hour this year. Nice try, SAG Awards. We're still not watching. NASA confirmed life on Mars can briefly survive, unlike the career of Psy after Gangnam Style. And a Georgia man is accused of dressing as an employee to steal merchandise from Home Depot. Cops became suspicious when they could find an employee at a Home Depot. This is not headline news.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Who wants to play with us?
You got a conundrum?
A conundrum. Yes, right. I do. And it's a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. And it's something that... 1 in 10 people have done, a place they have fallen asleep outside of their home. Now, the winning answer is not gas station. That happened to me once, but that's a Gunsa Magilla of a story.
I rarely do that.
But I 1 in 10 people have said they've fallen asleep where?
Oh, okay. I have an idea in my head.
We don't want to make it too challenging. It's Friday. Making people think on Friday, I think, is illegal. So give us a call at 272-9228, and just calling and getting on the list gets you into the grand prize drawing, which takes place later this hour. Among the things you can win, the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Again, a place that 1 in 10 people admit they have fallen asleep that is not inside their home. They're always coming out with these helpful guides, like 5 things you can do if you're feeling burned out by the pandemic.
Right.
Pinpoint the cause. Is it isolation from friends or being stuck in your tiny apartment? Can you imagine somebody like in a one-bedroom apartment, especially in places where they were really, really locked down, like New York and stuff, with no options other than that would be.
That's why mental health is really going to take a hit.
Oh, I think it already has.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Shake up your routine. Incorporate more enjoyment into your life. Well, isn't that what we always try to do? Find ways to do that. Make plans for the future. Well, how about when the hell do I get out of my apartment and free to go where I want to go? And then get some rest. I guess a lot of people who are stuck at home are not sleeping well for whatever reason. I don't think that helped anybody, but it did kill some time to give all of our lines a chance to get filled up. And we are going to go to Perry for the first shot.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm going to go out on a wild guess and say sitting on the toilet.
Sitting on the toilet. It's a good guess, and I guess it could.
I guess it could happen. Yeah.
But not the winning answer, but you're in the grand prize drawing, and we thank you for that. This is Lori.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Lori. Hi.
1 in 10 people have admitted to falling.
Excuse me?
Go ahead. Give your answer.
What's your answer?
The doctor's office.
That's a good one. Yeah. When?
I'm always worried they're going to find something awful, so I'm too worried to fall asleep at the doctor's office.
I've fallen asleep at the doctor's. Well, I was after I gave blood. Yeah, and I felt a little weak, and they're like, well, just lie down. I actually fell asleep for a little bit.
When they take you back to one of those little exam rooms, and they do the, you know, they take your temperature, and then they take your blood pressure, the doctor will be in a moment. Sometimes it's not a moment.
It's not a moment, yeah. It's 30 minutes later.
Well, thank you for the call and the guest, Lori. Then the snap of the rubber glove. This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
What's the first letter of your last name?
Hey, Terry.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
My guess is the bank teller line.
That's a good one.
I love this. Waiting at the bank teller line is not it, but I love that guess.
Thank you
so much for trying. Enjoy. You're the grand prize drawing.
Thank you.
Hey, look who snuck in here.
Yeah.
Is on line 5. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, good morning. I had so much fun sitting out there on the interstate.
Nah, bad. The shorter truck fire. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I managed to get off and go around, so I went sightseeing.
Did you fall asleep?
No. However, I would say church. And I hope my older aunt listened to this.
Why not? Let's try it. 1 in 10 to fall asleep in church.
Wow!
I've had some heavy eyes before.
My granddad did that.
I've had heavy eyes before.
He would start snoring.
Oh.
Because he only had one lung.
Right?
He lost a lung to being in, Brockway Glass Company, the asbestos, and all of that stuff. Mm. And so a lot of it was oxygen, deprivation. But
I was going to say on an airplane, because we've all fallen asleep probably on an airplane before. And what other spot? I'm trying to think besides. That's about it. I mean,
I got an airplane story. Maybe I'll tell on my last day here. So listen this afternoon. Leon, hang on, man.
You ever gotten sleepy getting your hair cut?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because you're so relaxed.
No, the best part is if you're the person that's cutting your hair grabs it and pulls it just enough. Well, you look at me
learning
like that,
a few things about you this morning, Greg.
Oh, no. Come on, man.
You like that?
When they're gathering up.
Is that what the barber says when they do it?
When they're gathering up your hair so they can bring it to the point where they can snip where it's too long, mm-hmm. and then they. No, that wasn't what I was like. Yeah. I don't have a scissor sound effect. Cut it off. You guys.
You just need a little bit of a pull.
You guys are weird, you know that?
Well, we are on this show, so yes, we have to be in some in our own right.
Sam, we got a winner.
Hi, Sam.
I know. I was caught up in the moment. It does remind me, the conundrum, it reminded me of when I was in a young troop in the Army years ago. Mm-hmm. And you'd have those long days, and you could fall asleep standing up. You know, it just, it'd catch up to you. Being out in the sunshine. I thought about maybe falling asleep at the beach, but yeah.
I've done that.
Funny you should say that, because I remember as a kid, I must be 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
I was standing up in my bed and leaning against the window, and that's the way I woke up.
I woke up standing up. That must have been a heck of
a
dream.
Really weird. All right, man. Thanks, Sam.
Hey, listen, y'all have a great day.
You too. All right, so 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. I doubt anybody has ever fallen asleep.
Things are good.
Sitting on a lawnmower.
This is a segue.
But you know what? They do make them a lot more comfortable.
They do.
No, the old rider mowers used to have like a metal seat, and you know, as you're bouncing over the lawn and stuff, that could be. But today, I test drove one at Lewis Lawn a couple of weeks ago. That was like it reminded me of a motorized soapbox car.
Uh-huh.
It actually had a cockpit and really cool lines. It didn't even look like a mower, but it's there. Walker Mowers, saw one of those in the neighborhood yesterday with Lewis Land tag on it. That's a new product line they carry along with Echo, X-Mark, Toro, and all the great product lines. And something that's become a big favorite, they're called Ego. These are battery-operated edgers and trimmers, mowers, both push and self-propel, that can get a lot of work done on a single charge. So if your dream outdoor implement is one that you just hit the on button and it roars to life, you should check these out. Everything you buy there can be serviced there, and you've got terrific people to help show you the way. Lewis Lawn with Haley and Chad and everybody else, great team, JT. They're open now. They have gone back to their regular hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, in their location at 1135 North Eastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. It is 8:22.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 85 southbound is shorter, is still shut down. They're rerouting traffic onto Highway 80, so it's just a major nightmare in that area. 6585 interchange in the Boulevard in Montgomery, still doing okay. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 2328-76. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit clarkcomfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club prize covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season. Shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There was some, and I was kind of surprised because Breitbart News had said that Governor Ivey would open the state like Texas and Mississippi, mm-hmm. but extended the mask thing until April 9th. I'm looking at an article here. This strikes me, and this is just me now. I am not a doctor. I only play one on the radio, occasionally at home. He says, I think we should wear the masks until this thing is over. This is a man going to Walmart to shop. I'm even thinking of double masking, even though I have the vaccination twice.
No.
Really? You've had the vaccination. Mm-hmm. If you didn't think it was going to be effective, why would you get it at all? And then go to double masking. That just makes no sense.
And when this mask thing, like for the state mandate, ends on April 9th, that doesn't mean that we're not going to still have to wear a mask at certain, probably, you know, certain businesses, right?
Yeah, Jay, weren't you just talking about a couple of, like,
McDonald's is
in Texas
and Mississippi have the dining room still closed. And then a bunch of stores, like Kroger's and Starbucks and a bunch of other stores are requiring masks still in
that
Texas.
That may be it for everything with grocery stores. And
it
stuff.
Might be.
It but might be. If it's very limited, I suppose I could live with that. But, you know, they said parts of this are going to become part of our life forever. And that may be one instance of it. But I'm glad that we're at least giving a chance to have a little more freedom in how we choose to deal with this situation. How about a great dining option for this weekend? Let's go to Jay Scott for a word about Seafood Bistro.
I know of one, yes. The Seafood Bistro, fantastic dining option for today for lunch, for dinner tonight, lunch tomorrow, dinner tomorrow. You got a gathering going on over the weekend? Well, Seafood Bistro is going to cover you either way you want to go on this. They do sell wings, so if you're doing a party, you can get some wings sent over there. Or you can do the boil bags if you want to be different. Or do the wings and the boil bags. Hey, Have something for everybody there. Seafood Bistro is located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, and they will do stuff for parties like that. You can call them and find out at 279-7500 or go online to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Maybe you're having a big party and stuff. You can put in an order at the Seafood Bistro to cover that. Also, use the delivery apps on your phone. You can use any of them, and they will take you to, or they will bring the Seafood Bistro to you. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. TheSeafoodBistro.com is the website for the Seafood Bistro. They open up today and every day at 11 a.m. Like and follow them on Facebook.
This almost became a conundrum, so let me challenge the group. Only 1 in 4 men wash their blank with soap. With any kind of soap. 1 in 4 men wash their blank. And not that.
Feet.
Jesse?
I feel like this is a trick question.
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Okay. Sure. I'll go with Jay's feet.
It's certainly not face.
It is.
It is face?
Wow.
Yeah. A new survey says only 1 in 4 men wash their face with a soap that's specifically made for facial cleansing.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
special soap for
special
facial.
Soap.
Oh, okay.
But still, 1 in 5 only clean their face with water. Women are 3 times more likely than men to wash their face with a soap that's designed for actual face washing. What does that mean? I guess moisturizer or something?
I guess so.
No, there's specific things in facial cleanser that's easier on the skin because the skin on the face is more delicate than other parts of the body.
If you go to, like hotels above the scale of the Relax-In, you get those special facial...
The little bottles and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 8:31. The opening bell has rung. And Brant McDonald is on the line, and we're looking at a lot of green this morning. Brant, how are you?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing really well. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, man. Rich, I love that. St. Augustine's one of my favorite places. I go there quite a bit, too.
It's been a while. I had a great time.
Yeah. So listen, this morning we were looking for this jobs number. It was a big deal. Everyone, was a lot of high anticipation around what this number would look like. And quite frankly, it blew away the estimates. It's amazing, Greg, just how powerful Joe Biden is, that in 6 weeks he's added 379,000 jobs just since he's been in the White House. Pretty amazing feat, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm stunned, actually. I think Brent's trying to get me to go into a meltdown mode here.
I think he is, too.
I know it. But no, this morning early, probably around, 5:45 or so, we were looking at futures that were largely down to flat across the board, major, all the broad indexes. And everybody kept waiting on this jobs number. And then when it was released, boom, there goes your futures. We started trading up immediately. The Dow futures, even the NASDAQ, which has been under incredible pressure and a lot of stress this week. So right now, all green. But keep an eye on that 10-year treasury. I know I keep, it's like a broken record. I'm pounding the table on it. But that's a very, very important number to watch. If we continue to see a rally in that 10-year yield, it's going to be a big problem for markets, particularly that NASDAQ and these big tech, mega cap tech stocks. So we'll see what happens throughout the rest of the day, but as of right now, it's all green. So we'll leave it on that note.
I always pay attention, but it's so much more exciting when you have a little skin in the game.
I know. Yeah, you've been much more invested.
I am. And so let's hope the rally lasts all day. Feel free to check in with us this afternoon if you have a minute, okay?
Okay, we sure will. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
All righty. He changed the name of the company from McDonald and Hagen to Invista Advisors.
Is that right?
Yeah, they keep growing and broadening their reach. And he made that announcement on the show earlier this week. The number's still the same, though.
I know he's got some pretty high-profile people. that he's dealing with besides you.
You mean there's somebody out there that might actually have a higher profile than me? Who could that be? 387-0094 is the number to reach out at 834.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, we've been batting 1,000, especially the last few days, with 75 degrees yesterday after that beautiful day on Wednesday. Today, I think we're in the low 70s. I think clouds will increase as the day goes on, but we're dry. So, yeah, low 70s, not bad. We're going to be taking a step down over the weekend a little bit. For tonight, some spotty showers possible in the overnight hours. I think you're fine if you got dinner plans or something going on in the evening. Low temperature tonight down to about 44. Cloudy during the morning. Sunshine later in the day tomorrow. A breezy and noticeably cooler day tomorrow. We'll be in the low 60s for a high temperature. And chilly nights, 30s, Saturday night and Sunday night. We'll be in the low to mid-60s on Sunday. But storm-free over the weekend. That's good. And then back to the upper 60s Monday. That's a start. And well into the 70s as we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and maybe near 80 on Thursday. So big warming next week. Right now this morning, clouds are starting to increase. We have 52 now at 837.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Gosh, remember the good old days when people, if you were on a dating site, and I did them. I didn't, not that I needed it.
Yeah.
He throws that in there. Not that I needed it, right. But I was there.
Well, but it was kind of fun.
Because, nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, it worked out really well for me. I mean,
oh, okay, man, good.
I mean, I used Match.com and walked into a situation here, ended up with a place to live and everything. All the other benefits. But you used to worry about different things like on your... Why are you making that face?
I'm just giggling at Jay.
I just thought it was funny.
He's cracking me up.
Just thought that was funny.
So, but you used to worry about things like what picture should I use?
Oh, yeah.
When you have to answer those dopey questions, you know, do you want to answer honestly or do you want to...
Answer the answer that you think would go over better? Yeah.
Yeah. Long time ago, the boss told me that he filled out one of those things and got more response by telling the truth. He said, I'm not into this. I'm not into that. Don't bother me. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it was so honest that it lit it up for him.
Don't like pina coladas, and I do not like walking in the rain.
That's a good one.
You know,
but you know what word is getting more attention in matches than anything else right now?
Huh.
Vaccinated.
Okay. All right.
The number of people who are getting hits on their dating site, their dating app, whatever you want to call it, is up 137% if their description includes the word vaccinated.
What's funny about that is they're more concerned about that, but we're not concerned whether or not you have an STD or anything like that, you know.
Or maybe a criminal history.
A criminal history, yeah.
Don't start off with tested positive. Because none of that follows is usually good.
That's not good for the algorithm.
Anyway, for those of you who are pondering that, there's your keyword to success. 8:38 morning. Maroon nominees next. Grand prize drawing coming up.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 85 southbound into the city, still a major nightmare. Out around Shorter, we had an 18-wheeler fire earlier this morning. It shut down. They're rerouting traffic onto Highway 80. 6585, the interchange, Maxwell and Gunner, all that's still doing okay here in Montgomery. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisal. No hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the state's mask mandate until April 9th. However, she says she will not extend it any further past April. The order also loosens restrictions on some businesses. A man is dead following a shooting in Millbrook. The shooting happened Thursday in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say 27-year-old Lewis Lucas was shot and taken to the hospital where he later died. No arrests have been made. The shooting remains under investigation. And the Montgomery community held a vigil last night for four people killed in a house fire last month. That fire broke out in the 800 block of Gibson Street on February 22nd. At this point, Montgomery fire investigators still have not released the names of the victims or cause of the fire. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 18th through the 20th. Learn more at SLERodeo.com.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Oswalt's Southern Lifestyle Store on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Here comes the day when your work is done. Friday is here, it's time to go have some fun. Almost the weekend, we watch the clock. At last, Friday's here, so leave early, let's go get cracked.
Your work is done.
Friday is here, we made it through the whole week.
Your work is done.
No more crappy boss, he's just such a creep.
Your work is done.
WACV, our gang in the morning with me, Jay Scott, Jesse Lynn, Rich Thomas. I saw that in the old files, and I played it because I thought I remembered the term, and I was right. They use the term, let's go get crocked. Does anybody ever say that anymore? That term strikes me as an anachronism.
I've never heard of that term before. Mm-hmm. Let's go get crocked.
Oh, I thought you meant anachronism.
No, I looked that up earlier.
Yeah, it's something that feels out of place and out of time. You know, it's no longer vogue.
That's a crock.
See, he can use these words in a sentence immediately like nobody else. I don't know if Eddie Bader's coming in to co-host with Joey today, but there's a house for sale in the Boston area that has, I can't imagine this is going to become a trend. no bathroom doors.
I'm sorry, I won't be using one of those.
No, this to me, I think, I mean, even there's some dogs don't even like to do their business in front of their owner. They'll walk behind something. The real estate agent selling the house says when he first saw it, it looks like a living room, except there's a toilet right in the middle of it.
Is that right?
So can you imagine you got folks over and...
No.
Hey, is that a conversation piece or does that actually work? Or is it a coffee table?
Well, let me show you.
I mean, I just, in a million years, can't imagine that.
No. What is this thing? Where is this place at again?
Boston. All right. You can go to Boston Magazine if you want the story. I should put the picture. Maybe I'll do that this afternoon because Eddie will be here this afternoon.
Here we go. Boston condo has bathroom with no door or walls. And it's for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so this is interesting, the way it's set up here. This is the bathroom. Okay. I don't know that I can make that bigger for you.
Okay.
But there is a glass partition, very small.
Yeah.
Right
still
there.
See through.
That you can see through, but that's what it looks like. And the shower, completely glass.
Well, I guess if you're an exhibitionist, that is your place. Yeah. But, I mean, how many people, even when you're home alone, close the door? That's just not something you care to share with the world. Most, anyway, I would imagine. All right, let's bring in the great American Ayatollah, former Secretary of State, Jean Herman Munster Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee, Dumbest of the Dumb. All right. There's a guy named Don Ford, a reporter for the CBS TV station in San Francisco, was doing a report Wednesday from a neighborhood that's been seeing a lot of car break-ins. This is happening, by the way, in every city that has dropped bail laws. Carjackings are up hugely, and they arrest people and send them right back out. While he was there, a car pulled up. The guys jumped out and robbed him at gunpoint. Three guys jumped out, one had a gun, put it in my face, and said, "We're taking the camera." He gave up the camera. Fortunately, nobody heard. Police found the camera later that day, thanks to a tracking chip. Inside, by the way,
tracking
I may as well mention
inside the camera.
In the camera,
really?
Because that's an expensive piece of hardware. That's what DCCI does. In one sentence, so you know, like a TV station that, just in case something like that goes missing, they can equip those things with GPS. By the way, all the 3G towers are coming down. They will be useless for GPS in the very near future.
And that's going to be a real surprise to some people that have an older phone.
Yeah. It is. Now we have, remember I promised the naked guy? Guess what state?
It's got to be Florida.
Fort Myers facing charges after he went into his neighbor's yard and started jumping on their trampoline naked. He knocked on their door Tuesday afternoon in his birthday suit. A woman inside asked if he needed help. He said no and left. 30 minutes later, she looked out her window and saw him again, still naked and bouncing up and down on their trampoline. I don't know if that was the trampoline or something else. She grabbed her kids, locked herself in the car until the police showed up. He's now facing charges for burglary and criminal mischief. And guess what state we're staying in?
Oh, no. Florida.
Yep. All right, here's a guy that he saw it in front of him. There's Mars lights. There's a crash site on the road.
Okay.
But instead of slowing down, he put his BMW into high gear and was driving 100 miles an hour. When he was pulled over, he was wearing boxers and one sock. He told the police he was on his way to do some important business at the Ritz-Carlton. Boxers and a sock going 100 in a BMW.
Headed to the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
Or maybe scouting a new condominium in Boston.
Could be. That could be the guy that buys it. One of these?
I don't know. Crash type guy in boxers or naked guy on the trampoline or the tracking chip deal.
I think the guy in the boxers because the whole Ritz Club man. That's just
And one sock.
Nice touch. Nice touch.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
That was for our maroon winner, not you, Yasmin. What's up?
Hey, buddies. I just saw a thing on Facebook. you know, people are talking about, you know, color, you know, and, you know, can't say the color, different colors and stuff. Mm-hmm. When are they going to change the White House? You know? It's the White House. It can't be saying white. You know, it's racist.
Well, you know? Who was it? As Kimmel said the other night, he says, I think they've really jumped the shark when they went after Dr. Seuss. But would you be surprised? I wouldn't. Rename it, whatever.
The house.
It's probably inevitable. Thanks a lot for the call, my friend. It is 8:50. If you are one of the things that people have learned over the last year, and it came on very quickly with limitations on the number of people in stores, lines outside, people who had their prescriptions waiting for them in box stores found themselves with real issues. So find the local folks at Adams Drugs. They're almost 60 years now serving the River Region with 12 locations, one near you, with that personal service that you should get and expect from your pharmacist. People who have the time that don't make you feel like we're doing you a favor by filling your prescriptions and sending you on your way. They deliver. This is important. Not everybody has somebody who can go pick something up during the day. They do deliver, or if you just want to pull up in front of the store and let them know you're there, they'll bring it out and take care of it with a credit card. That's great customer service. They carry all your over-the-counter needs, and if you need a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup, well, you can make yourself feel better with one of those two. And don't forget the Butt Paste, the best skin conditioner on the planet. Invented for diaper rash, but solves all kinds of skin issues. And available exclusively at Adams Drugs. Go to adamsdrugs.net for the one near you.
Will Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember,
happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny.
The Depot Furniture Gallery just received a new truckload of beautiful rustic furniture and some brand new pieces with the cottage look.
Wow, the selection. They also have the accent pieces that everyone will be talking about. When we visited the Depot Furniture Gallery, we fell in love with that rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors.
You know, the rustic look is in high demand, and they have entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery, located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Stop in and check out the new truckload that has just arrived. The absolute best selection and lowest prices in the entire River Region are at the Depot Furniture Gallery.
Now expanded inside Prattville Pickers. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Every day this past week I had to work real late. I'm working 14-hour days here at a job I really hate. My work was piled high. The boss is such a cranky guy. I love my job. Yeah, that's a lie. I've hit the wall. But somehow I survived Monday through Thursday, and now it's finally Friday. Let's start the weekend with a big bang. Bang!
And the big bang here is...
What?
Our grand prize giveaway.
It is absolutely the time for it now.
Everybody that's called the show this week is eligible to win. Some got multiple entries because they stuck around like after the pop quiz question and did the follow-up.
Nice. So
let's see. We're going to start with a $25 gift certificate from Tucker McCon. Great snacks, turkeys, tumblers, and more.
Number nine.
Oh, man. Sam W.
Sam W.
It pays. Let me tell you, it pays to call in.
And wait a minute, since you mentioned that, guess what else today is? He not only wins the Tucker Pecan gift certificate and can stuff his face with all kinds of great treats they have, but...
Happy birthday to you.
Way to go, Sam. So you won on your birthday. That makes him a double winner.
That's great.
Hope you get lots of nice pheasants later today, too. All right, up next, The Works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, a complete service on your vehicle, customer service that will exceed your highest expectations. The winner is...
Number 37.
37 is Jim B.
Jimba.
You're a winner.
Way to go, Jim. When that check engine light comes on, there's no better place to go for state-of-the-art diagnostics than Don Duncan All-American Absolutely. Auto and Tire.
Yep.
Three locations serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 by the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison, and serving southeast Montgomery from Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Our grand prize, a Clark's Club membership. I've used mine twice in the last 3 weeks for plumbing emergencies. But you get two annual tune-ups to your heating and AC and the guarantee of priority service like I got. If something goes wrong, it's worth $159. The winning number is...
Number 26.
You need to have the hockey ready, but you don't know what that hockey is going to be because I haven't said the name yet. But it's a sound effect a caller makes.
Oh,
that was Master Thespian?
Master Thespian.
Oh!
There it is.
A big Warhawk congratulations to you, my friend. Nice going. All right, we are just about wrapped up here. Quick work. I want to thank Mark and Vicky at Appliance Security for bringing us. We had great rocket scientists today, real ones and people that were just, you know, in that dismissive way. Wow, what a rocket scientist. Great security for your home, a local company with four decades of experience. 279-8338 is their number. By the way, you can get monitoring, monthly monitoring, for under $30 a month. So if you're paying more than that, you need to give them a call. And by the way, their Alabama electronic security bird permit almost made this the conundrum this morning. It's 276, a number we must get. We're headed out. Joey is next. Joey and company. And then I'll be back at 3 with the Friday afternoon mishpoke, including JT and Leanne from 3 to 4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they come in and do the first Friday every month. And they're... just so much fun to have in the studio. So look forward to that later this afternoon cool. Here on News Talk.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, Montgomery. Crazy times make for crazy good deals. Get WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for the crazy low price of $29.99 per month. And get a free modem for 6 months. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Rick's Jewelers in Prattville, where quality has been shining through for over 30 years.